These women would give anything to have Ben Fry sending them roses. They'd say Jillian needs her head examined for sending them back. You're lucky, that's what they'd tell her. But it's a perverse sort of luck. The second Ben Fry fell in love with her, Jillian knew she could never allow someone as wonderful as he is to get involved with a woman like her. Considering the messes she's made, falling in love is now permanently out of the question. The only way anyone could force her to become a wife again would be to chain her to a chapel wall and aim a shotgun at her head. When she came home from Del Vecchio's on the night she met Ben, she took a vow never to marry again. She locked herself in the bathroom and lit a black candle and tried to remember some of the aunt's incantations. When she couldn't, she repeated, "Single forever," 3 times. And that seems to have done the trick, because she keeps refusing him, in spite of how she feels inside. "Go away," she tells Ben whenever he calls. She doesn't think about the way he looks, or about the feel of the calluses on his fingers, the ones caused by practicing knots for his magic act nearly every day. "Find someone who'll make you happy." But that's not what Ben wants. He wants her. He phones and phones until they all assume he's the one calling each and every time. Now, whenever the phone rings in the Owens house, whoever grabs the receiver doesn't say a word, not even a hello. Each one of them just breathes and waits. It's gotten so that Ben can discern their breathing styles. Sally's matter-of-fact intake of air, Kylie's snort like a horse who has no patience for the idiot on the other side of the fence, Antonia's sad, fluttery inhalation, and, of course, the sound he's always wishing for, the exasperated and beautiful sigh that escapes from Jillian's mouth before she tells him to leave her alone, get a life, get lost, do whatever you want, just don't call me anymore. Still, there's a catch in her voice, and Ben can tell that when she hangs up on him, she's sad and bewildered. He truly can't stand the thought of her unhappiness. Just the idea of tears in her eyes makes him so frenzied that he doubles the miles he usually runs. He traipses around the reservoir so often that the ducks have begun to recognize him and no longer take flight when he passes by. He's as familiar as twilight and cubed white bread. Sometimes he sings Heartbreak Hotel while he runs, and then he knows he's in deep trouble. A fortune teller at a magician's convention in Atlantic City once told him that when he fell in love, it would be forever, and he laughed at the notion. But now he sees that reading was completely on target.